Hi there, can I speak to Alan?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi there, it's Elliot calling back from MMA Legal. How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, yeah, good, yeah.
Yeah, is it a better time to speak now, pal?
Yeah, it's aye.
Perfect, no worries. So I have got most of the details, to be fair.
Yeah.
Just basically, do you just need kind of a statement of, obviously, you know, what happened at the time? I know it can be a bit difficult, or like, say, you're in a public place, anything like that, I can appreciate that. Just to confirm, obviously, Freddie, you was at Polwarth Terrace Care Home for the first year, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you experience any abuse there? Was it relatively okay, or...?
It was okay there, yeah.
That was okay. So it was more Invernickie Children's Hotel?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And again, my apologies, but you just give me a brief explanation of kind of what went on at the time.
Well, there was all sorts of abuse, sexual, mental, physical, mostly from older boys.
Mostly from the older boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was mainly the older boys and things that was doing this, rather than the, like,
yeah,
the staff and things.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously the staff were obviously negligent
yeah,
that then, if that's the case. You know, they should have been doing
yeah,
more to make sure that you was obviously protected, really.
Yeah.
Did they just kind of turn a blind eye to it?
Yeah. Yeah, I got locked in a cupboard one night all night, and the boy that run the home came down and he just refused to open the door and let me back out. I was left in the cupboard, don't I?
For the whole night.
Yeah. So he was well aware of what was going on, but he didn't do nothing about it.
I'm sorry to hear about that as well. Like I say, it's awful. The staff was well aware of obviously what was happening. Did he just like allow the older lads just to run ragged then, really?
It was, yeah. I think the guy that run the place was he was a bit of an alcoholic, but I can't. He just wasn't. At night time, the place became, it was run by the older boys. It wasn't run by any kind of staff member, they were away at the road.
Just one moment, sorry. No, that's fine. So just so you're aware as well, obviously, when we're making these claims, it's not like we're clutching at straws or anything like that, just, you know, hoping for the best or anything. Provided you have experienced some kind of abuse, which obviously you already explained to me there that you have, then we'll be looking at getting some kind of compensation back.
Yeah.
The average, I know obviously no money make up for anything that obviously you did have to go through, but the average refund at the moment is anywhere between £40,000 to £68,000. So obviously, you know, it might help some, like, support for yourself in later life and things like that anyway. Just obviously one thing as well, we do need to have somebody as a beneficiary down on the system, so if anything was to happen to yourself, they would receive the money, but also somebody who can confirm that you kind of, you are who you say you are, and you did, you know, you was in care and things like that.
My wife.
Hey, can you just confirm her name?
Maureen Stove.
Maureen Stove. And what's the best contact number for her?
Can you give me 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Maury, what's your phone number?
07.
It's 07.
Yeah.
391. 655.
065. 064.
064. Thank you. And in order to obviously make the claim now, basically, there's only a couple more things that we need. We do just need a proof of address and also a proof of ID for yourself, like a picture of like a utility bill or, you know, like a driver's license or a passport or anything
yeah.
like that as well.
Yeah. Right.
Just, do you use a WhatsApp?
No, I don't use WhatsApp, no.
Just think, I was just thinking, can you, another way that you can send them over to us, can you send, maybe by email as well, if it was to send you a quick
yeah.
email?
Yeah. Right, yeah,
Just one moment, yeah. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to send over the form as well for you to sign. Just whilst
okay.
I'm sending out that form, I'll send you an email. Is there any chance you can just take a picture of either a passport or a driver's license or something like that?
Yeah.
And then also a proof of address of any kind of utility bill that's dated within the last 3 months.
Okay.
And whilst you're sending those over as well, what I'll do is I'll fill out the form and send that over to you as well. So just one moment.
Okay.
Right, perfect. I have just sent that out to your email now. You can just double check your emails for me.
Right, okay.
It should come from elliot@gmmb.uk.
Right, hang on, I'll just double check. Yeah, I've got the email there, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So if you could just do me a favour, just take a picture of a, like say, passport, driver's license, any ID you've got, any photo ID that you've got, and then just a
right.
utility bill. But just make sure that all four corners of the page are on the picture for us, please.
Okay, I will do.
Yeah. And then whilst you're sending that, I'll just go in a brief hold and I'll get the form sent over to you as well, Alan.
Okay, that's lovely. That's the case. Ask my partner before the compensation comes through.
Oh, right,
let's go. What's that? A piece of stuff that I'm getting. Lita, we could cover the bowl. Hello?
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'll get that picture out now.
Yeah, no worries. So yeah, it's probably easy if you take the pictures first and you can just attach them onto the email.
Right, okay. Right, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, so regardless of what it is, it's 20% tax. It's bad enough to get all of this wrong,
definitely.
Like I said, we have reached four
times. Reattach. Picture. Could be an attached picture.
I think it's usually just either like a plus sign or a paper clip or something like that.
Now what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna put it first.
Right.
Then if
it's in the back, go back. Just make it. Must be that. But then you have one there. Reply. And then I need
to look back.
Yeah. And then send that up.
That's it. That's okay.
Here's this one we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I've sent my picture in my driving license. I just need to find a utility bill.
Yeah, no worries. I'll just I'll refresh it on my end now as well. It should come through any minute.
Okay.
Should it be your
name?
Yeah, just any letter, if we can use any letter that's got your name, address, and the date, as long as the date's less than 3 months old.
All right. Should my card document do with that, don't know?
What's that, sorry?
Logbook for my car, would that be suffice? No.
If it's got your name, address, and there's a date on it, like that's within the last 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be fine then, yeah.
Right, hang on.
With this one, if you can just make sure all four corners of the page are on the picture as well.
Pardon?
You just make sure on the picture all four corners of the page. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. We have all four corners, so.
Oh, yes, yeah, so if you click on that, you can start trying to see what you've got.
Hello?
Hi, are you okay?
Yeah, that's me sent it to.
Yeah, perfect, thank you. So, just one moment. All that's left now is I'm just going to send a form for you to sign. Basically gives us authority to contact, the local governments and get your information and take that. And also just in regards to, the fee as well. So just so you're obviously aware, we do work on a completely no-win, no-fee basis. So if we don't get you any money back, then obviously we wouldn't charge you a penny. And in a successful case, it would simply be 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total.
Okay.
Yeah, no worries. So if you can just check your text messages for me now, you should have just received a text from me. And I do just need to make you aware as well that there are three different ways that you can make a claim. You can do it yourself without a solicitor.
Yeah.
You can instruct a solicitor who gets paid £2,000 by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement like we have just discussed. Obviously, with ourselves, it is just the fee that I just mentioned, the
20%. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, perfect. So, yes, so if you can just check your text messages for me. You should have just received a text from me now.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a text there from you, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So all you need to do is just click that and the document will open up. I think it says click to proceed.
Proceed to document.
Yeah, that's it. Proceed to document. Yeah, and when the document loads up at the very top of the page, there's just a little square that you need to tick, and then it'll just say, right. I agree and continue as well.
Right, okay, yeah, I've done that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And all you've got to do, I think it's page 6, you'll see a box that says signature.
Right.
Have you managed to see that?
Yeah, it's just got a blue X and I tick it and it's got my name now, Alan Sobe.
Yeah, right, and then it should just...
Yeah, the bottom.
Yeah, it should just fill your name in for you. And then there's one more that says signature just to do again. I think that might be on page 10.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you managed to tick that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it should just say in the top, oh, perfect, yeah, you managed to sign it as well, thank you. So I'll just double check. I do think that's everything, though. I think we confirmed most of the details earlier on, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. So that is everything for now. So I do just want to say as well, Alan, thank you, obviously, for taking the time and discussing this with me today. I do appreciate it can be a little bit difficult, so... Obviously, thank you for discussing that. I do just need to confirm as well, do you suffer from any kind of terminal illness at all?
No.
Perfect, no worries. So these claims, they do take roughly around 12 months in total till you're expecting to receive a refund. We may need to call you after the weekend just for basically the form that we send off to the redress scheme. They might want your signature on that, but I will give you a call back and let you know. But if not... if you don't hear anything, then the claim just will be going ahead as normal.
Yeah.
And like I said, it'll be around 12 months until you expect to pay out, okay?
Okay, lovely.
Perfect, no worries. Well, other than that then, you have a lovely day today, Alan, and thanks sorry, just one more thing. Just let me double check the proof of address that you did send. It should have came through by now. Where's the date on that?
Well, I don't know.
Could you see a date on it anywhere?
No.
We do need something that's dated within the last 3 months.
Have you got anything? I can't find nothing in it. I'll have a date.
Yeah, well, you know, even if like you could just have a look over the weekend or even download one online or something, just send it over. I'll get that updated on Monday for you. That's not a problem. I'll just add that on for now, but I know that they will want one that's dated within the last 3 months.
Okay.
Perfect. No worries. Well, other than that, then you have a lovely weekend and thanks for your time today.
And you. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.